Blog Talk Radio.
Just keep telling me you want me and hold me close all through the night, and I know deep inside you need me. No one else can make it right. Don't you try to hide your secret, I can see it in your eyes. You said the words without speaking, now I'm gonna make your mind.
Give me this one night.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. It's yours truly, Artrell. I just need to share a few things. And we're also live on Twitch. So it's interesting to, you know, doing Twitch and also doing All Talk Radio. We are getting some little bit more viewers on Twitch, so which is good, and it allows me to just say, let's just keep it going with Twitch. So I'm happy about that. Let's see right now. Let's see, let me just share to the group. Let's see, there we go. I know, we're just trying to share, just let people know that we're
around right now. Better that way. So, and okay, so let's get started. We're going to talk about, of course, like the week in wrestling. We're also going to talk about the results of both NXT TakeOver 30 and WWE SummerSlam wrestling news. And we're also going to do like a preview of this Sunday's WWE pay-per-view, which is Payback. I know we was telling people this for like weeks that they was going to have another pay-per-view, and as it showed that, yeah, it's official. Like, they already made like a few matches already about the pay-per-view. So, interesting, and just to see what's going on with that. So I know we're going to talk about that in another while.
Here we are.
But,
let's
get some stuff set up, and I know we're just going to start talking about some news. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So let's just look at some news first. Okay, just hold on a second. Trying to get this mic working. Okay, Facebook. We're gonna get the wrestlers of the week out the way. So just hold on. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to look for it, so just bear with me a moment. Let's see.
Good job, our coach, Dr. Troy D. His players go back. Accepting that feedback, take a foul.
know, there's all this stuff that just... Sorry, there are some news that's posted on Wrestling Fans Speak Out Facebook group, so y'all get the chance, check that out. Okay, actually, once again, guys, I apologize for kind of being quiet. Okay, here we go. The male and female wrestlers of the week. So we have Apollo Crews as the male wrestler of the week. Well, just look at what he's done. A little bit of a winning streak right now. And Naomi is a women's wrestler of the week. By with her, you know, her two matches, and she lost one, she won one, so she fought twice, so you can't change that. So Apollo Crews and Naomi are your wrestlers of the week. Okay, I thought it was something sports related. But let's look at some news. Okay, not going to read that. Three reasons why Sonya Deville leaving WWE SummerSlam. No one reason, or Reeves is going to be a sponsor. First, Keita. I was born at FRM. The SummerSlam. A qualification match where the loser has to be WWE. And two stars were originally supposed to face off in a hair versus hair match at the summer, but WWE changed stipulation to SmackDown. After months of the two superstars what could have been their final match in WWE, as Sonya Deville lost to Mandy Rose, bringing her career to an end. The biggest question in everyone's mind is what's next for Sonya Deville here in AEW. Deville's a talented performer. There's no way WWE will go that easily. Where everything that she's gone through lately could have played in the role in her exit. Let's take a look at three reasons why Sonya Deville left WWE after SummerSlam. Here's the first one. A possible move to WWE role for Sonya Deville. Kind of mentioned. Sonya Deville has been overlooked for most of her time in WWE. She spent the majority of her time on the main roster as Mandy Rose's tag team partner. However, everything changed as Deville turned on her best friend and turned heel. Deville showed the WWE Universe how talented she really is on the mic and in the ring. After her loss at WWE SummerSlam, it was possible that Sonya Deville could change brands rather than leave WWE. According to Takalonu, Sports Gita. The original plan for it has Sonya Deville lose to Mandy Rose to end the feud so both stars can move on to other things. Deville was to move on to Raw in the upcoming WWE draft in order for both superstars to be pushed separately. After her defeat, WWE could carry on with those plans and have Sonya return on the Red brand as their Raw superstar. Before WWE, She had a career in MMA fighting. A move to Raw will allow her to compete on Raw Underground in an environment she's familiar with. Two, to write Sonya Deville off WWE TV. In professional wrestling, it's annoying to write a wrestler off TV when they're injured or going through personal issues. It's also done to the end of fuel. When the wrestler returns, it could be used to ignite the rivalry that made it more interesting. Deville's time away will allow Mandy Rose to receive a singles push, and when she returns, two superstars could rekindle their rivalry once again. We could either get to witness hair versus hair match between the two, or we could see them battling for the Raw or SmackDown Women's Championship in the future. Number one, to deal with her recent scary ordeal. Well, number three. Sonya Deville's loss at WWE SummerSlam could have been a reason to write her off TV so she can deal with the tough phase she's currently going through. Deville escaped a kidnapping attempt from a stalker who broke into her home, threatening her and Mandy Rose. The suspect was apprehended by the cops, and the case is still ongoing. Sonya Deville has likely been given a much-needed break so she can deal with the scary incident. The real-life incident could have been the main reason why the stipulation for her match at SummerSlam was changed. I think I'll go with that they're giving her time out. I think they also probably move her to Raw to push off and... Like, all the three reasons are accurate. And, you know, it just sucks that, you know, it's kind of this, like, yeah, out here just doing stupid stuff like, you know, really stalking and following their homes and things like that. It's just crazy. Like I said, it's just one of those things you just don't get, like, why some people are like that. Okay, let me go for more news. The reported reason tomorrow was not at NXT TakeOver, so you can just read on that. Yeah, because I was wondering, because they had Corey Reigns there, but it's just kind of interesting why they didn't have him there. So, on the latest episode of the video, they were reported that Morrow missed NXT TakeOver for his absence on the show media call, simply saying that he was not available. So, I understand that. And can't, you know, complain about it either, so Twitch, this is my dog. Well, one of them. But that's good. They only, you know, it was just family issues. So good thing wasn't like anything, you know, worse. Let's see. I'm not going to click that. Randy Orton among those of Ribbon Roman Reigns for shiny new teeth. I'm not going to talk about that. Oh, I wonder if this is true. Like, Vince said that Braun Strowman was not ready to be champion. Of course, you know, dropped the WWE Universal Championship last night. WWE released a teaser in the next episode of WWE Cocoa, which will drop this Saturday on the WWE Network. In a clip, Brock revealed details of the meeting he had with Vince McMahon way back in January 2019. He bluntly told Braun Strowman that he was not ready to be champion back then, that he would have to wait for his time at the top. Strowman revealed that Vince McMahon gave him a hard pill to swallow, that the boss even told him something that was just not right. The Monster, however, realized that Vince McMahon had a long-term goal for the company and the superstar. Braun Strowman went on to proclaim that he intended to become world champion, Hall of Famer, a WrestleMania main eventer, and greatest big man in WWE history by the time he was done. Oh, we even have a little video on here too. So, sportskeeda.com if you want to check that video out and look for that, for this story. I guess this is what Strowman said. He gave me a really hard pill to swallow. This man told me that it's not my time yet, that he is not ready for me to be champion. That something isn't right. I don't know if it's something that I've done or if it's something that I need to do. But I had trust in Vince and know that Vince is looking out for the company and my well-being. But at the same time, man, him say that it is now my time, like, it's effing pissed me off. I wanted this more than I wanted anything in the world. I want to submit myself in history as the greatest big man to ever do this. I will be WWE Universal Champion. I will be heading to WrestleMania. I will be a Hall of Famer. It's not a matter of how, it's just a matter of when. But I don't know if you guys are on Twitch is going to be able to hear this, but I'm going to put a video.
I'll talk to you right there. Here it is.
That he's not ready for me to be a champion. That something isn't right. I don't know if that's something that I've done or something that I need to do, but I entrust in Vince and know that Vince is looking out for the company and my well-being, but at the same time, man, hearing him say that it's not my time, it's not right. Off. I want this more than I want anything in the world. I want to cement myself in history as the greatest big man to ever do this. I will be WWE Universal Champion. I will be headlining WrestleMania. I will be a Hall of Famer. It's not a matter of how, it's just a matter of when.
Block Talk heard that, but I know y'all didn't hear that. He was saying the same thing as what I just read. So that's mainly what's going on with that. But oh boy, I think I got kicked out on Block Talk. Okay, there we go. We're back. Kind of interesting that just happened, but then again, I've been having internet trouble, so I wasn't really sure if I was going to be able to do the show today because of the internet problems that I have with this, and I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. Otherwise, it probably would have been a move to like a new date. Let's see. Let's get more news, but let's get back to saying that. According to them, they saying that that was like around early, like I'm sorry, guys. Mainly with him saying that he wasn't ready. From what it seems like, while I was reading on here, I thought he meant that he put the title on him and just like, no, you're not going to, it's really not your time. That's what I thought they meant, but apparently it was something that was on the Raw, like early January of last year, it was said. So I think they might have did a yearly thing with Braun Strowman from probably from August, probably from last year all the way up to this year. So, but then again, I think that's what Chronicles is about when they do that. They do it from, oh no, that's 365. But I don't know, but I thought he was ready then. I know he wasn't ready when he started or like in the middle, but like I thought 2019 he was ready then. But I guess that's just my I guess the powers that be is Vince McMahon himself thinking that he's not ready. But then again, it's like, to be honest, everybody is not ready. It's just like, if you give them the opportunity, say, oh, okay, this is going to be your opportunity. You're going to win the world title. Like, you can try to prepare yourself at least the time to do that. But then again, it wasn't much to do because this pandemic, and just couldn't do much. So it's just like, I'm just saying that I guess we don't know any better, so I guess just leave it that way. Let's see. Big plans for Keith Lee. Although, you know, he lost his title this Saturday. I will just say that sorry, I'm just typing and stuff at the same time, just talk about some other stuff. But I can tell why he wants him to be like this heel, because he think he'll be this monstrous heel, do good and all that. But it was like, he can be a face too, being a, like going for the championship. But then again, at least him and Matt Riddle are being praised for like doing good since they both came up. You know, Matt Riddle came up around the summer and early in the summer, and Keith Lee just caught up today. So that's just my thing. I just think they can still do what they want to do, but they ain't gotta, you know, automatically turn them heel. but I guess that's just my take on it. But let's see, we have I'm sorry, y'all. I was about to say, if that was the case, you know, some of us fans do have some of the craziest stories or craziest things to think about. Like, what if this would happen? Or what if this would happen? They say they got a fan theory that Roman Reigns is the leader of Retribution. Well, I wouldn't say he doesn't need it, but I think this would be a way. I think that's just one of them ways that they want him to turn heel. So, with most fans, like, everybody has to turn heel to be good. You can't do that. And I don't know why some fans think like that, that somebody has to turn heel just to be late or something like that. It makes no sense. You gotta have faces there too. So before you think, what's wrong with some of these fans today that they don't think before they speak? We're gonna talk about one more thing, then we're gonna get to like results of the week of wrestling. But something popped up. Well, as y'all know, as we kind of mentioned for the past couple of weeks, Renee Young is leaving WWE, and she made it official during the pre-show that this will be her last night doing like something for WWE. So she's leaving, and most likely some people got these rumors just thinking that she'll jump straight to AEW, which is a possibility. But I guess if like you want to like keep the relationship with your husband going, you have to at least try to stay by and be with him and things like that. So I'm just gonna give the last message. I'm gonna go to the result. And somebody put a screen in my face, a virtual fan thing, and just go to www.com to risk yourself to be in there. I would do it myself, but unfortunately, that just, it's just crazy. That'd be interesting to talk about Wednesday if she's going on there. But I'm going to share the video. This is something that happened close to home in Kenosha about a guy getting shot 7 times, which I don't know why the cop didn't tease him instead of learn more stuff. It just ain't safe out here. So let's just start to. With Benpack, which I forgot it was on that day and I didn't see it, so I just wrote the results of what happened. You know what we're going to do instead? We're going to take a break and we're going to talk about the results of Benpack and stuff like that, because importantly, watch all is going to be off topic, but something that I just need to, so we will be, let me see if we find the right song. Be right back.
Doing like that.
back. Misery results from the week in wrestling. Chris Bay versus Rohit Raju versus TJP. Rohit Raju from the Desi Hit Squad is the new S Division champion. TNA Championship, Moose went against Trey Miguel. Moose won that match. Tag match, Ace Austin and Madman Fulton versus the Good Brothers. The Good Brothers won that match. Kylie Rae versus Tonya Valkyrie. Kylie Rae won that match. In the main event was Impact Tag Team Championship match. Motion Machine Guns versus the North. Motor City Machine Guns won that match to retain the title. So that's with that. As y'all saw in NXT, Johnny Gargano defeated Riz Holland for the qualifying match. Dakota Kai defeated Jesse Kamiya. Six-man tag, the Grotto del Fantasma versus Breezango. Now, I say this for Scott. Fantasma, they won the match. Tag match, Mercedes Martinez and Aaliyah versus Rhea Ripley and Shotty Blackheart. Rhea Ripley and Shotty Blackheart won the match. And the main event, Finn Balor versus Velveteen Dream for the qualifying match was Velveteen Dream did win the match with interference from Timothy Thatcher to attack Finn Balor. SmackDown. Big E versus Sheamus. Big E won.
Apparently on the way to the hospital, someone did get shot.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Cesaro and Shinsuke versus Lucha House Party. Cesaro and Shinsuke, they won the match. Naomi went against Sasha Banks in a Beat the Clock Challenge. Sasha Banks won. Naomi and Bayley went at it for the Beat the Clock Challenge. Naomi won that match. Intercontinental Championship match. AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy did win the, and is the new Intercontinental Champion. Now NXT TakeOver 30. Let's see. The pre-show, Fantasma versus Breezango versus Ori Lorcan and Birch. Breezango won the number one. They are now number one contender for the title, which I predicted that wrong. Although, like, Lorcan and Birch would win it. Finn Balor versus Timothy Thatcher. Finn Balor won that one. I was wrong about that one. The North American ladder, North American Championship ladder match, which I was right about. Damian Priest did defeat Johnny Gargano, Bronson Reed, Cameron Grimes, and Velveteen Dream. M. Cole defeated Pac McAfee, and I think I was wrong about that one. NXT Women's Championship, Dakota Kai versus Io Shirai. Io Shirai retained the title. I was right about that one. And NXT Championship, Karrion Kross versus Keith Lee, which I was wrong about. Karrion Kross is the new NXT champion, which I know I've been complaining about it a little bit, that why they have Karrion Kross win the title so early. He's only been there for like a few months. But then again, that's Triple H is doing. AEW Dynamite on the Saturday due to the NBA playoffs. FTR went against Private Party. FTR won. Lucha Bros The Butcher and the Blade versus Jurassic Express and Natural Nightmares. Jurassic Express and Natural Nightmares won that match. Six-man tag, the Elite win against the Dark Order. The Elite won. Darby Allin versus Will Hobbs. Darby Allin win. Women's Tag Team Cup Finals, the Nightmare Sister versus Isabel and Diamante. They won. They defeated the Nightmare Sisters. In the main event with the TNT Championship with Cody versus Brody Lee, where Brody Lee is the new TNT champion. So six matches, and they did pretty good. So I'm like only saw like some of these shows, so I know I'm kind of slipping. So I can't like rate the show or just say like well, I think from 1 to 10. So I'm not gonna rate any of these shows this week. Now let's get to SummerSlam. Well, it was disappointing that they put this match on the pre-show instead of the main show. They could have just had like another match added on there instead. Apollo Crews versus MVP for the United States Championship match. Apollo Crews won the match or retained the title. SmackDown Women's Championship, Asuka versus Bayley. Bayley retained. Raw Tag Team Championship, Garza and Andrade versus Street Profits. Street Profits retained. No DQ match for the loser leaves WWE. Sonya Deville versus Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose won the match. Seth Rollins defeated Dominic Mysterio in the street fight. The United States, the no DQ in the street fight, I was right about. Raw Women's Championship, Sasha Banks versus Asuka. Asuka gained back the Raw Women's Champion. WWE Championship, I was right about that. Randy Orton lost to Drew McIntyre. And I was wrong about this one. The Universal Championship match, Bray Wyatt versus Braun Strowman. Bray Wyatt is now the new Universal Champion. Of course, Roman Reigns returned and kind of set up what they did today with the now just having the Triple Threat match for this Sunday at Payback. Raw, I didn't get to see many of the matches or anything like that, so I just saw as much as I could because, like I said, the internet was acting up. So let's go through some of the matches we did see. Bayley versus Shayna Baszler. Nia Jax interfered. So Shayna Baszler won by disqualification. Thornford. Ooh. Wow. 24/7 championship fatal four way with Cedric Alexander versus Akira Tozawa versus Shelton Benjamin and R-Truth for the fatal four way match. Akira Tozawa is the new 24/7 champion. Okay, six woman tag. Zelina Vega and the Iconic versus Riot Squad and Bianca Belair. Wascott and Bianca Belair won the match. Randy Orton versus the debut of Keith Lee. Randy Orton won by disqualification. Thanks to Drew McIntyre, you know, attacking Randy Orton from him attacking Randy Orton and attacking him in the start of the show. So they made a match that Keith Lee versus Randy Orton would go one-on-one at Payback. Raw Women's Championship Lumberjill match. I call it Lumberjill because, you know, it was women out there. Sasha Banks versus Asuka, the rematch from SummerSlam. Asuka won. Well, she retained her title. In the tag match, Dominik and Rey Mysterio versus Seth Rollins and Murphy. The match ended up in a no contest because Dominik and Rey Mysterio got attacked by Retribution. and that's what ended Raw. Like I said, there was probably was more matches that happened, but we didn't catch it, so we missed like the 30 minutes of it. So that's that for the matches. WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com. No, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.weebly.com. Go check that out. With upcoming events and things like that, and plus meet and greets that's going on with certain promoters in Wisconsin doing having guests on the show and doing meet and greets and things like that. So look for that information. Look for Wrestling Fans Speak Out on Facebook. Look for WFSO on Facebook and follow. And also look for Maddie's Memory on Facebook as well. Follow us on Twitter, WFSO World. Also, subscribe to WFSO's YouTube channel. And Hazel will have her show this Wednesday for Hazel Runs Her Mouth. So watch out for that. And I was also, like, hopefully, like I said, we got two shows going that are going to be coming on this fall. One going to be in September. The other one, we're not sure when is going to debut, but they're just trying to get some guests together. But probably sometime this week, I will announce the title of the show and... Ooh, excuse me. About the... Okay, there we go. Trying to see if there's anything else. Like with the show that we're gonna do, we're just gonna be interviewing people that's close to me. If you saw on my Instagram, I made a little bit of announcement about it. I still don't have a title of the show yet. It may be Clapback or it may be something else. So who knows what we're going to do with that part. We will do that show. Where I interview people like in the wrestling business or personal friends of mine or just anything of a sort. So that will be on Twitch as well. And it will be live. But it'll be a certain amount of time that, because, like, they're doing it on the day that I wanted to do it, but we're doing the interviews on their time. So it'll be different parts of time that we're going to do the show or whatnot. So. just watching the we're gonna end the show right here. We're gonna end the show. Tune in Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central for Hazel Runs Her Mouth. And also look for a video on YouTube, and I probably will do a Twitch live like I did this past Friday just to talk about the, or I might do it Saturday to talk about the Payback pay-per-view. So I will do that. So just go to our YouTube page and watch out for like past videos, and also watch for like upcoming videos that's coming up as well. So watch out for that. But we're out of here. But until then, on Blog Talk, y'all get to hear from me Wednesday on Hazel's show. So until then, y'all have a good night and just have a good week and be safe out there. And then for you guys